Hey, hey gang. Welcome back, you guys. Episode 112 of Zero Carb Journal. I'm Matt, and how are you guys? Good morning. Did you have a good week? Did you make some progress? I bet you did great. I had a great week, you guys. It's been a good one. It's been, it was kind of an overwhelming week, but it was good. I'm glad it's behind me. I'll tell you that. I feel accomplished for getting this week behind me. And it wasn't, it's funny, there wasn't that much going on, but it weighed on me. So let's get into it. So my week was good. I told you last week that I might have some traveling to do this week. And I'll tell you what, you guys, last week when I was talking about it, I was like, oh, I'm curious to see how it goes, how I do, and all that stuff. Well, I did travel. I did fine. But I got to tell you, I don't think I'm going to do much more of it like that, like for work. I do still want to travel. Don't misunderstand me. But holy cow, you guys. So traveling wasn't too bad, but I got myself so worked up prior to it. And I have such, I'm just not set up, you know, to just, I'm just so on my own. I'm just so alone, to be honest, that it's really difficult to, you know, figure out a place for my dog and get myself everywhere I need to go and the weather and just the little minute details of getting around and dealing with a trip out of town really stressed me out. And it was fine. It was no big deal. I'm just really, my comment is about that my week was, I traveled on Thursday. And I spent most of the week really just worrying and trying to get, you know, figure out what I was going to do with my dog and figure out what I was going to do with my cars. And how I was going to get where I needed to go. And the weather's been just insane here, like raining an inch a day for 30 days or something. So my basement is flooding, which is no big deal. It happens every year, but I just need to be around to manage it. And yeah, so traveling was difficult for me this last week because I was just worried about all the things I needed to take care of here, and I don't have any kind of real support system set up to help me should things, you know, if I need help, a ride to the airport or watch my dog or any of that stuff. So, so it was fine, but I stressed out. So this week, I started the week, I worked at one boat shop, and then I went to the other boat shop that I was traveling for to prep myself for the trip, built some parts, and got things together. And then I flew out on Thursday morning at about 7 in the morning. They chartered me a Cessna 172, and I flew up to Vancouver, Canada. And that was really fun. I love flying those little planes and seeing everything. And I got to Vancouver, and that was interesting to be in a big international airport in the middle of the coronavirus scare. There I was in the middle of one of the, you know, the busiest international airports with service from China. They're just jam-packed with Chinese people there. And as a matter of fact, the Vancouver airport, I think more people were speaking Chinese than there were English around me, it sounded like, anyways. But so that was interesting. I wasn't too concerned about it. But I definitely was sort of aware that I just went from my safe little haven here right out into the big scary world. And then there I was in the Vancouver airport, and I was there for a few hours with a little layover. And I looked around for some food, but didn't find any that I felt like I wanted to risk eating before I was supposed to go do this stressful day of work. So I didn't eat at that point. I got on my plane at about, just before noon, I think, and it was going to a place called Terrace, BC, which is far up north and close to the coast, although it's over the coastal mountain range. I don't know if you'd call it interior BC or not. I was supposed to go to Kitimat, which is on the coast. I was going to go to Terrace, land, and then drive to Kitimat. So we flew up to Terrace, and we took a dive at the runway, and we never saw it, and we turned around and flew back to Vancouver. So I did not make it to my destination. So I got back to Vancouver, and again, I was stressed there in the Vancouver airport. Now it's like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I was looking at getting stuck there, and the weather was deteriorating. And so I called my the pilot who had flown me over, and I was begging him to pick me up because he had been scheduled to pick me up the following afternoon. And the weather was looking bad then. He was wondering if he was even going to be able to do it. And so he did. He came up and got me. It was pretty darn stormy. We had a pretty, it wasn't too wild, but we had a sort of an exciting flight back, and it was great. So I got home at about 8 o'clock that night, so it was about 13-hour day. I never did eat. I stressed myself out. what else? I did okay, though. You know, like, actually, it was just in the moment that I was really so stressed. In the end, I realized I was fine. I could have eaten if I had time. I really, once my plane turned around and I was just rushing to try and get from terminal to terminal and pick up my baggage and get my little, you know, get in touch with my guy and all that. So, I don't know if this is a success or a failure story. It's hard to tell. But here's what I got from it. I can do it. It was fine. I did kind of enjoy the little bit of downtime I had wandering around the airport and looking at all the things that I could have eaten and figuring, you know, trying to figure out if I should do it or not. And I felt like I probably could have. I just, like I said, that first day was a long day. I was planning on landing, driving to the boat, and doing my work. And so what I didn't want to do was eat before I accomplished what I needed to accomplish. And then I was ready to, you know, get sick if I had to or whatever. So I chose not to eat because I was trying to, you know, just keep the seal unbroken, as it were. But at any rate, I did feel like I could find food out there. I did feel fine once I got out there in the world. I was like, oh, I'm going to be okay. But I stressed myself out. So here's what I'm trying to say. Traveling itself wasn't hard. My life here is not set up for me to just bail on quite yet. So I need to work on that a little bit. I definitely need to work out some better systems. I'm going to need to start finding somewhere to board my little dog, I think, and maybe someone to look after the place if I go away, a neighbor I can call or something. I do have some people that I just haven't set that up. So at any rate, it was fine. I went out into the world and I got back, and oh, I was so happy to get home, you guys. I'm such a sissy when it comes to that stuff, I guess. I just, I do. I love traveling. I love being out. I spent so much of my life on the road, but I'm just so comfortable in my routine here, and I don't like the real world. I want to come to find out. I get out there and I see what other people are eating and doing for entertainment or whatever, and I live a different life. So, anyways, that was fun. A highlight of that whole trip actually was a cool book I got at the airport called Erebus by Michael Palin, which is a great story of age of discovery, sailing, adventure, 1800s, early middle 1800s, kind of along the lines of that Lewis and Clark book I read, which I enjoyed so much. So just powered through this book, and I didn't know Michael Palin wrote stuff. I thought that was really cool. It was a great book. So anyways, that was most of my week. From a zero carb standpoint, I just ate my ribeye and ground beef, mostly ground beef with a little bit of ribeye mixed in. And boy, you guys, it's been making me feel pretty darn good. I haven't had, knock on wood, haven't had a sick night this month since I dropped the bacon. I am much more regular and firmer, although I'm not firm. And I still wake up, and like even this morning, I had a pretty urgent need to go to use the restroom. I just, for whatever reason, I don't seem to have much of a clamp. probably because I don't make firm stools. I think that's probably part of it. But at any rate, I feel great. I really do, and those things are my normal, and they're the best. It's the best type of normal for me. I think just because I've been so strict on what I've been eating. So I did, when I was out traveling, I was like, oh, I'm going to get some eggs and bacon and, you know, I'm going to have a big breakfast when I'm done with this. And I I don't know if I miss it or if it's just a treat. I really, eggs have become sort of a special treat. I haven't eaten any for quite a long time, but in my mind, they are something that I sort of like crave and desire, even though I know they make me gassy. They don't tend to tear me up too bad. When I start to eat them regularly, I definitely start to deteriorate, but I definitely get a lot more noise and gas and rumbling and discomfort when I eat them. So I don't eat them, but I've been thinking about them. And I was looking forward to a big sort of soggy breakfast, since everything I eat these days is pretty dry. But I didn't do it. So I got, like I said, I was out there. I was trying to just maintain until I got my work done. And then really my big goal was just getting home. And so then I got home and I almost went and had breakfast the next day just because it was in my mind. But I had food here. And yeah, eating out really loses its luster, doesn't it? You know, it's just more of a curiosity at this point. And I usually regret it. So I'm not that motivated. So anyways, that was great. So yeah, I had a good week. I feel like I made some progress, although I'm not sure exactly how, but I just sort of strengthened my, my knowledge base with regards to what it takes for me to travel and things like that. So wanted to go back and touch on some of your comments. Just thank you guys so much for such thoughtful comments on my last few journals. It's just so great to go back and read them, and there was a few that really struck me. First of all, I just want to say, Hood Ride Whitey, man, I hope you make it. You know, I know you said you've tried 7 or 8 times and you make it 10 days. Man, that's the sticking point. You know, it's, people always think, oh, it's me, or this diet isn't for me. I make it to about 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and I always, you know, have a hard time and fall off. And it's not you. That's the hard part. That 2 week mark, it's not for, I mean, it's for different for everybody, but all, you know, so many stories I've read, I know for me personally that you hit that wall at 2 or 3 weeks. I did. And, you know, I have a lot of theories on it. I think you just are finally running out of all your glycogen stores. You're finally, your body's finally realizing you're not getting any more carbs. Your biome is finally dying all the way off. And I think that's the biggest part. I think it's in its death throes, and it's just doing everything it can to get you to put some fiber in your mouth. So you're just being totally pressured by, you know, your guts via your vagus nerve, and they're running your brain, and they're saying, you're about to die if you don't eat some stuff. And so that's, I don't know, there's a few different, I'm sure, mechanisms of why it gets so hard at that point. But it does get hard at 2 or 3 weeks. Your energy's low, your attitude's terrible, mine. And, you know, digestion is usually poor at that point. For most folks, they're still in the diarrhea doldrums there. So stick with it, bud. You'll get there. It's, the other side is well worth it. So, and the rest of your comments, Kuhner, Robin, Dean, Natasha, Esther, Deb, S. I'm going to forget some of you guys. I always do. But thank you so much. They were so helpful. Robin, that was really great to hear. That dialogue between, I think it was you and Kuhner. I just really enjoyed reading that. It was your perspective. It was exactly how I feel. You did a really nice job of summing that up, that Dr. Saladino is curious, and he's relatively new, and just like all of us, he's going through all of those same things we're going through. He's just coming at it from a doctor's perspective and a curious scientific mind, and I totally appreciate that. That is the one thing that, you know, my frustration with him wasn't a personal, like, you're dumb. It was more just, you know, I appreciate that he's sharing his journey. I haven't really watched him, so I can't comment negatively, so I'll say this wrong. These are my assumptions of what, from reading what other people had said, he'd said. So, you know, I knew that he would, I should say that I have watched like snippets of some of his work or some of his pieces, so I have a little bit of insight, but I appreciate that, sharing my views and sharing my journey, and I just, I do know that because he's a doctor and he comes on, you know, other people who were new would be like, oh, right, we need to do these things, and then they all learn together that they aren't important, and I think that's fine. I just, obviously, you know, I guess, like I said, I really appreciated and I believe the true, the one true path. There isn't one true path, but I think that Charles Washington and his group had it right after long, you know, so many years of doing this, that they had seen people like me who couldn't eat much fat, and other people who needed a lot of fat, and people who loved liver and it made them feel better, and people who it made them feel worse. And they knew that the right advice was eat the meat you like and can afford. You'll be fine. Don't sweat the minutia. You know, your electrolytes and your vitamin C and all those little details, you'll work those out over time, just by nature of how you feel and finding the foods that work for you. And I guess I just get frustrated that that message gets so loudly stomped over by people who feel like surely it's more complicated and I know better because I'm a man of science or whatever. Now, I don't think Paul necessarily has that point of view, but it's just easy for newbies to get sucked up into his enthusiasm for seeking out, you know, all of the, you know, smaller details. So I do. I think it sounds like he's got a great program going. I know he's going down his path of carnivore, and I'm real excited to see actually where he ends up. It's just in these early days, I did the same thing. I mean, I'm not blaming anybody. I think that's part of the process, and it's great. So, and you were dead right about the difference between his approach and Frank's approach, and yeah, I just really appreciated reading that, and your review of me is exactly right as well. I need to keep both an open mind and a strict, you know, a strict approach, in because I'm seeking, you know, my best health in a real sort of confusing and conflicting, you know, sea of data there that really gives me a different perspective than I think a lot of other people who are just simply reading about nutrients and trying to gauge, you know, the small variances and how they might feel. So anyways, I really appreciate you guys. I appreciate the discussion. I appreciate the thought. I think about this stuff all week, you know, and it really helps me to process it, both sitting here and relating my thoughts and then getting some of your feedback is just incredibly valuable, so thank you. Thank you, truly. Okay, so I don't really have much new to talk about on Zero Carb. My week was, I just felt overwhelmed. I do, the one thing I want to say, this isn't Zero Carb, just on in my journey, is I felt a huge relief when I landed and got this. Actually, it was the day after I took all my stuff back and checked in and checked out with my, you know, with my boat company there, and said, "I'm off the case on this job. We didn't make it. We gave it a really good faith try. The weather up there is terrible. We didn't land because it was getting buried in snow, and we weren't going to make it. And my rental car wasn't going to get me to the boat. And if I did get there, I was probably going to be stuck there for weeks. So." So I told him I wasn't going to make another attempt. They're going to mail the stuff up there and it's going to get taken care of some other way. And I just felt this huge wave of relief because, as you guys know, that boat, that project, that was the one that was just riding on my back and keeping me from feeling, it just kept me feeling, sort of overwhelmed, really. And now that it's behind me, I only have the boat, my one job to focus on. And I'm going to, at this point now, tell everyone else no until these jobs are out of my hair. So these are the Bristol Bay boats that I'm building. I got two to build. They should be done sometime in April. And I'm really enjoying being back at that shop. It's a mellow pace and an easy schedule. And I'll probably go in 3 days a week or something like that. And I should get some breaks. And I should get to go snowboarding. Dean, thanks for your vote of confidence there. I do hope I get to go. But yeah, you're right. It's good that I'm just even thinking about going. It's been a long time since I've even wanted to. So that represents a step forward in my mental health and my physical health, I think. So yeah, so I'm feeling much, much better moving forward here. It feels like we're heading into spring. We got some snow last night, actually, believe it or not. But for the most part, it's been like 50 degrees here and dang near t-shirt weather, which I've been enjoying, even though it's been just pouring rain. I mean, unbelievable amount. So weather, I know weather everywhere is crazy and no different here. We broke, I think, every record in the book for rain. You guys all know it's supposed to rain a lot up here, but not like this. This is, it's been something else. So I'm just feeling really optimistic right now about the future. My work is settling down. You know, I feel good with my beef only, and I'm not freezing up here thanks to my new heater and a fairly mild winter. And yeah, things are pretty good, you guys. I'm doing great. So I think with that said, I think I'll head out and get on with my Sunday. It's Super Bowl Sunday, so I don't know if you guys got plans. I don't. I'll just be here, but I am going to watch the game and enjoy that. I keep trying to pry myself out of here and go somewhere and be around people other than my traveling, but it feels so weird to go to places and not, I don't want any of their food, I don't want any of their drinks, and sometimes I make myself go to those places and you know, go through the motions, and I eat something or drink something and feel worse for it. Well, I don't do that very often. It's been months. I guess I did that once in downtown. But when I'm here thinking about going out, that's my thought process. I'm like, oh, I should go out. I'm like, oh, you're not going to buy anything. That makes it weird. Oh, maybe you could get a little snack. And then it's like you just go out to make yourself sick and feel worse. And it's... Oh, challenge. That's, I think, a big struggle here with my hermitage. Getting out from being a hermit is how to go out, mix with society, when I don't really have any of the same needs or chores or desires. The only reason for me to go sit in a bar, I guess, is because there's other people there. In the old days, it was probably a lot because there's other people there, but also because I would like to drink and chat with my friends, and I guess I still would like to chat, but the drinking seemed like that was a important part of it. It's not. I mean, if I go alone and I just drink water and I don't know. It just seems weird. It's not that weird. I guess I think probably what it is that when I drank, I would be, you know, less inhibited, and then I would talk to people. But if I go out and I don't drink, I don't talk to people, and I don't know. I haven't really tried, so I'm just speculating. But haven't been motivated to go by myself to go try to socialize, because I think ostensibly when I used to say I'm going to go out and socialize, I would always have an ulterior motive, even if it was socializing. Oh, I'm going to go get a delicious beer or have some snacks. And now, yeah, you get it. No delicious beer, no snacks. So I really have to accept that I'm only going out to try and talk to people because I'm lonely. It's like, it's hard to like just, hey, Matt, you're lonely. You know, say that to myself. You're lonely. You should go try to talk to people. Because then you get out and then the pressure's on to talk to people and you really don't talk to people. And I don't know. I'm doing fine, you guys. I'm, you know. I did think about that yesterday. I was sitting here alone. I was like, I'm lonely, whatever. And then I was like, you know, it's just the same thing. You're just doing what you do. This is how I spent most of my teen years in my Volkswagen bus. I would run around. I would have a ton of social activities, even as part of work, going to do clinics and go to big events at bars with all the snowboarders. And I would always have to go hide in my bus and just decompress. And I'd have these introvert, you know, days or half days where I'd just hide in there and really needed it to be alone. And so I recognize that's sort of just a big part of who I am, even though part of me inside of me is rebelling and trying to get me to be someone else, I guess, or I don't know, whatever. Anyways, human condition, right? That's my excuse for being lonely, I guess. Anyways, enough about that. I'm looking forward to a great Sunday. It's a clear day for the first time. It doesn't look like it's going to rain. That's why it's cold and snowing. We finally broke out of our warm onshore flow and got some cold air. So it'll be cold and clear and not raining, and I'm going to enjoy that sun, watch the Super Bowl, and just get ready for my week. I'll be back in the boat this week and probably digging hard at it to try and get myself a few days to go snowboarding. So that's enough for today, you guys. I hope you have a great week. I hope you make some progress and stay the course. And as always, thank you so much for listening and watching and for all your kind comments. They make a huge difference to me. So thank you. So, all right, you guys, I'll see you next week, and hope you have a great week. All right, thanks, you guys. See ya.